This is a statement of purpose for the Willows Care Home in Marton Moss. The Willows, statement of purpose. The Willows Care Home at Marton Moss, near Lytham St Anne's, West Lancashire, opened as a care home around 20 years ago. It is now a high-quality, 26-bedroom, boutique care home, one of the finest and most highly respected on the Flid Coast area of Lancashire. Rest assured of the best care. The Willows is an exceptional place to live for senior people, where residents are assured of safety and comfort. Our main objective is to support our residents in enjoying life and in maintaining their dignity, independence, and individuality. Our residents' needs, their welfare and well-being are at the heart of what we do, and we believe it is of the utmost importance that they receive the highest quality of respectful, appropriate, professional, and personalised care. The Willows is committed to 1. Maintaining the absolute trust of our residents and their continued confidence in our ability to serve their needs. 2. Preserving our residents' quality of life, enhancing their well-being, upholding their dignity, and promoting their feelings of self-worth within a warm, friendly, homely, and safe environment. 3. Protecting our residents' rights and interests and ensuring they remain integrated, if so desired, into the local community. 4. To develop a system of quality care by creating a partnership between our staff, associated external healthcare professionals, and each and every resident, together with, if appropriate, relatives and/or advocates. 5. To create an environment where beneficial change is a natural process and to seek continual improvements for the benefit of everyone at the Willows. 6. To support staff in developing to their full potential in every way, including ongoing learning and continuous professional development programs, so they can deliver the best and most appropriate care for our residents. Purpose built for comfort. The Willows is a modern building, designed specifically to make life easier for people as they grow older and less physically active. Our 26 residence rooms are ensuite and on the ground floor with level access. Each room can be entered from inside the building and also has an external door opening onto a patio or large secure gardens. Residents are encouraged to move around and mingle to their preference to make full use of the large amount of communal space. There are three lounge areas, a bistro-style coffee lounge, the Orangery Lounge, and a main dining area lounge. These light, airy spaces are situated around wide, wheelchair-friendly corridors. The Bistro Lounge tends to be the social heart of the home. Residents can relax together, watch TV, and help themselves to soft drinks from the special refrigerated fruit juice dispenser, or make themselves or their guests a hot drink if they wish, with help if needed. Activities happen most days, usually in the main lounge dining area, while the conservatory orangery is a quieter place for relaxing. Outdoor space. The Willows is set on a quiet lane within its own grounds. The main entrance is secure and reached through the car park, which has ample parking for visitors and staff. There is a large garden space laid to lawn at the back of the house in what was an old orchard, where residents are free to enjoy the fresh air. Every room leads out onto a patio or paved outdoor space with tables, chairs, and benches to make the most of good weather too. Staying in touch. Residents are encouraged to stay in contact with friends, family, and their official representatives as much as possible. Assistance is available to help them make use of these services when necessary. Visitors are welcome between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. daily in residents' rooms or the lounges. We are happy to help residents with restricted mobility to move from one area to another if they wish to see visitors in private. Family, friends, representatives are welcome to accompany residents on outings. They're also able to join residents for meals. We just ask that the kitchen be informed as soon as possible to ensure there's plenty to eat. Residents may be taken out for day trips or visits and are encouraged to invite their relatives and friends to attend the Willows themed events which are held throughout the year. The phone is available at all times. Individual lines for residence rooms can be connected by special arrangement. Residents are welcome to use their own mobile phones, and the internet is available throughout the home. Services made special. Care plans. Every resident of the Willows has their own comprehensive care plan, compiled with the involvement of the resident or daycare client, their relatives, GP, and the care services where appropriate. Care plans include details of the resident's social and medical history, their preferences around daily routine and diet, their interests and activities, contacts, i.e. family and friends, and arrangements for attending religious services. A care plan also contains practical details, including a risk assessment and a management plan, as well as GP, community nursing, or therapeutic services required. Each resident is allocated their own key worker, a member of the care staff who is specifically responsible for reviewing the resident's needs and updating their care plan on a regular basis in consultation with the management team and relatives if requested by the resident. Plans are updated at least once a month or more frequently to reflect changing needs. Residents and/or their advocates have the right to ask to view the care plan at any time and to discuss or question the content. Catering. Menus are planned on a weekly basis and offer a choice of main courses each day, and residents are free to make their own choice of food and where to eat. Special dietary needs can be accommodated, and dietetic and speech and swallowing therapists are also available through GP referrals when necessary. Breakfast is served either in residents' rooms or in the dining room, according to preference. Lunch is usually served in the main lounge dining room, unless residents prefer to dine in private, or if individual needs dictate this option. Drinks and snacks are provided at certain times between meals and at any time on request. Birthdays are usually celebrated with a cake, cards, and a special buffet with drinks, including wine. Relatives are invited, and other family celebrations can be facilitated on request. Laundry. Linen and clothing are laundered on site by the care staff and or housekeepers in our own laundry. However, for health and safety reasons, this area is off limits to residents. Minor repairs to clothing are carried out by staff as and when required. Dry cleaning can also be organised on request. Cleaning. The housekeeping team cleans throughout the week all over the home, including residents' rooms. In addition, residents' rooms receive a top and bottoming session when furniture is moved for a thorough cleaning on a regular basis. Before a new resident moves in, their new bedroom is inspected and usually refurbished. Residents are invited to install any special pieces of their own furniture, as long as it fits and complies with fire safety, and keepsakes that will help them feel more at home. Security. For security and fire safety, visitors and guests are politely requested to sign in and out using the register in the main entrance. Residents may hold a key and lock their rooms if they wish, unless this would be against the interests of their personal safety. Each bedroom provides a lockable facility for safe custody of medicines if required. Residents are requested to inform staff on leaving and returning to the house for security and fire safety reasons. Management of personal monies. A lockable facility can be made available in a resident's bedroom for storing valuables on request. However, residents are advised not to keep large sums of cash in their rooms. The manager will hold money and keep an account for an individual's minor day-to-day expenses. In the case of more substantial sums, it's preferable for a relative or person with power of attorney to handle personal money. General maintenance, health and safety. Maintenance of the house and grounds is carried out in accordance with all relevant environmental health and safety regulations, including monitoring and testing fire safety, electrical, gas, water, lighting, and heating systems. Regular fire drills and training are conducted for the safety of residents and staff. Life at the Willows. The Willows is registered to provide 27 places for men and women who require personal care. The typical profile of a resident is that of an older person who, due to changing physical ability or developing manageable forms of dementia, wishes or needs to live in a community where they receive specialised support, including meals, laundry and cleaning services. We strive to provide continuous care to residents for life, working towards this goal with GPs, community nursing and allied professional teams who provide advice and prescribed medications. Respite care. The Willows offers a respite care service for people requiring care for short periods, from days to weeks. Palliative and end-of-life care. Care to all our residents in the latter stages of life is delivered with compassion and understanding. Our team of carers work closely with the Macmillan Nursing Service. We can also offer counselling as required. We have a family suite that can accommodate relatives who wish to stay close to a loved one during the latter days of life. Relatives inclusion. Relatives of residents have access to the management and care team for informal or more formal pre-arranged meetings. They are also asked to complete biannual questionnaires on the service facilities and operation of the home, to share their thoughts and highlight any changes or improvements they would wish to make. Social activities. Our activities and wellbeing coordinator facilitates a range of activities for our residents on a daily basis, from individual activities such as reading, jigsaw puzzles, arts and crafts and knitting, to group cookery sessions, bowls, quizzes and card games. Residents are free to choose whether to take part, and each resident will have their preferred type of activity recorded and an assessment of their ability to take part with or without assistance. Main holidays and birthdays merit special celebrations, and there are regular parties where everyone is invited to join in. Religious observance. It is the Willows policy to support all residents' spiritual convictions, whatever their religious persuasion. Residents are encouraged to attend religious services both at the Willows or at any venue of their choice, and assistance can be arranged to help them do this if required. Privacy and dignity. The management and staff of the Willows know that care should never mean condescension. Residents must be treated with respect. Thus, they are dressed in their preferred manner and are provided with services that respect their beliefs and their rights. Residents are offered keys to their rooms, except when this may compromise the resident's safety, and access by authorised staff in the absence of the resident is by permission only or in an emergency. Staff knock and introduce themselves before entering bedrooms, bathrooms and toilets. Where intimate personal care is required, residents are assisted in privacy, away from other residents or visitors, in a way which minimises their exposure or vulnerability. Respect. When addressing a resident or a daycare client, staff ensure their behaviour is appropriate, such as not sharing personal information in public, and by supporting the resident's ability to understand, which may mean simply making sure a hearing aid is in place and switched on. Residents and daycare guests are equipped, encouraged, and assisted to do as much as possible for themselves. Where they are unable to perform any task or function, they are involved in the management of it. Accommodation. There are 25 single bedrooms and one double bedroom, ideal for a couple or sharing, all ensuite with lavatories and showers on the ground floor with level access. Every bedroom has access to outside patio areas within the secure garden. Residents' rooms and all communal areas are fitted with call units for safety. Five bedrooms measure from 11 to 11.26 metres squared. Eight are 12.07 to 12.87 metres square. 12 are 14.2 to 14.61 metres squared. And one room measures 19.33 metres squared. In addition to their own rooms, residents are invited to make use of the communal areas, including the bistro lounge with bistro-style bar and juice dispenser, the main lounge dining area, the quiet conservatory orangery, the seating areas in the roaming walkway, the patio areas and the gardens. Fire precautions and emergencies. The Willows meets the most stringent fire safety regulations. There is an integrated fire alarm system with smoke detectors in every bedroom, in addition to smoke or heat detectors, emergency lighting, clearly marked emergency exits, fire doors, and alarm call points throughout the building. All staff receive regular training and practice in fire containment and evacuation procedures and take part in fire drills. Staff are also trained in the handling of other emergencies, such as enlisting the assistance of ambulance or police services. Admissions policy. On applying for residency at the Willows, an assessment of the applicant's needs is carried out to ensure that the facilities and care offered are appropriate for that person and that we will be able to fulfil our mission to accommodate that individual in comfort and safety. The assessment of needs is carried out by the manager or their designated senior member of the care staff against set criteria. Contract. On coming to live at the Willows, each resident is provided with a statement of terms and conditions. Where the resident is purchasing care privately, this forms part of their contract. Where social services are acting on behalf of the resident, the contract is with them. Placement reviews. Residents' placement and care plans are reviewed monthly. Where appropriate and with the resident's agreement, relatives are welcome to be involved. Involvement. The Willows values the input of its residents, their relatives, friends, and staff in order to maintain and improve quality services. On a biannual basis, questionnaires are given out to all three groups to comment on the service, facilities, and operation. The results are correlated, an action plan devised and circulated, and action points are implemented or evaluated. All interested parties are issued with the results of the survey. Complaints policy. The Willows strives to deliver the highest standards of care to its residents. To this end, we value complaints and comments as a means to improving our service. A copy of the complaints policy is provided to all new residents, and a copy is available in the reception area. This details the various ways in which complaints or concerns can be raised with staff, the role of management, written complaints procedure, and the involvement of CQC. In addition to that, should anyone wish to complain, they can obtain a form from any member of staff. All complaints will be dealt with by the manager and a response will be given within 28 days. Management and staff. Management. The registered manager of the Willows is Ms. Maxine Bosley. She has over 14 years of experience in care and holds Level 5 certification in health and social care. The deputy manager is Ms. Kerry Dillon. She has gained Level 5 in health and social care and has in-depth experience of dementia and end-of-life care. Care staffing. Personal care and other services are delivered by dedicated teams of staff who receive training in all aspects of their work, including our philosophy of care, as well as mandatory health and safety training. As a member of the National Care Homes Association, the Willows has ready access to the care certificate training programmes. Some of our care staff have a nursing qualification. Most of the remainder already have or are working towards achieving their Level 3 qualification or higher in health and social care. Staffing levels ensure that residents have access to staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Ms. Bosley, in her role of head of care, identifies staff training needs and residents' care planning. Activity and well-being coordinator. This is a full-time role. Our qualified and highly experienced coordinator arranges a comprehensive range of individual or group activities for residents, often ably assisted by other members of the care staff. Catering. We focus on good nutrition, food quality, and food safety. A range of well-balanced, appetizing and nutritious meals are provided. These are prepared and served by staff on duty. Domestic. We employ two housekeepers who ensure the home is scrupulously clean and tidy. Maintenance. The maintenance of the house and grounds is carried out by dedicated maintenance and gardening staff, with certain works contracted out to relevantly qualified professionals as the need arises. Other staff. A number of community services are available to residents on a regular basis, including GP and district nurse visits, plus community healthcare services as and when required, with weekly visits by private chiropodists, together with the NHS nail care service and hairdressers. Recruitment of staff and volunteers is undertaken in accordance with the requirements of the CQC in respect of Department of Barring and Screening checks, references and induction. Employee qualifications and continuing professional development. As an Investor in People Gold member, the Willows believes in our employees being appropriately skilled, well-trained, experienced and competent. There is an annual training program which ensures that all staff receive appropriate training in line with their job descriptions, as well as with all statutory requirements. Staff undergo specific training in line with our IIP program and our residents' needs to enhance individual employees' performance. All newly appointed staff complete an in-depth, externally validated and externally marked induction program. The pass mark is 80%. We encourage staff to undertake RQF qualifications appropriate to their roles and professional needs. Registration. The Willows is registered with the Care Quality Commission. Email inquiries@cqc.org.uk. Telephone 0300 06 16 161. Website www.cqc.org.uk. CQC Provider ID 1-101655428. CQC Location ID 1-12436508. Registration Category: Residential care for persons over 65 years of age. Registered number of residential care places, 27 persons. Registered provider, Olivia Josephine Care Limited. Owner and nominated individual, Vijay Daswani, B.Ed. ONS. Telephone 07931 598 596. Registered manager, Maxine Bosley. Telephone 01253 762 554. Company registered office, The Willows Care Home, 397 Midland Road, Martin Moss, Lancashire, FY45ED. Telephone 24 hours, 01253 693 961. Email info@thewillows.care. Website thewillows.care. The Willows is part of the Living Developments Limited Group. Care, responsibility, integrity.